Would you introduce yourself and tell us what you're running for this year?
Ben Stoller. I'm running for president of Belle Fountain City Council.
Now, a little bit of background. You've been on the council for some time, and you were mayor of Belle Fountain, too, right?
Yes, as well, and Belle Fountain City Schools and a number of other things in the community. So I've been very active in my community life.
Why do you want to be president of the city council?
Well, as most citizens may have recognized, but on the May ballot, there was no name at all. And so I had a number of friends and concerned citizens that reached out to me. And I felt good about that. And I guess I answered the call. So I was willing to put my name on the ballot. And I think I certainly had the experience to do a job like this.
What do you see as the city council president's role? And what's their mission?
You know, it's a unique position, and I often have to explain this to people. When they're voting for the 7 seats of council, that's actually the city's legislative body. The president of council rarely, if ever, even votes on the issues. The importance of the president's position is to have, of course, the experience, but the knowledge, the rules of council is a document that's about 35 pages long. So there's a lot of rules to run a meeting correctly, to certainly recognize the public that want to come and address the council or city administration. And certainly to get it right the first time. And so I think that's why you want someone who has experience. And traditionally, our city has elevated someone who's been on city council to that position of council president.
Well, what do you bring to the table for being? We talked about that, but what kind of vision do you have? Was there any major changes you'd make, or are there a different direction you'd take?
No, I think, again, that unique position is that it's to get it right the first time. And so to be organized, for instance, the role of selecting which council members are on what committees, running the meeting smoothly, certainly the ability to recognize various city administrators and actually set the agenda. And so if it's time for a special presentation or program so that the council can be enlightened by something, that's up to the president. There's just a long list of things that the president's responsible for that the other 7 members are not. And so it's a unique position.